Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
To pray, deliver your life from demonic influence. It's good you listen to this. And the Bible says, he that thinketh is standing, let him take it. Let him fall. Deliver your life from demonic influence. Carry your Bible, Luke 22, verse 3 and 4. Then Satan entered into Judas. God forbid that name could have been anybody. Then Satan entered into being one of his disciples, being a Christian. Me, one of the number of people that go to church. Now I pray for you, Satan will not enter into you. Amen. Your amen is not good. Satan will not enter into you. Amen. So one of the ways that the devil uses to control the life of people is through demonic influence. We pray every time that God should use us. Let me tell you, if care is not taken, Satan can use you. The same chapter that said, who does man call me? Peter said, thou art the Christ. That same chapter, Jesus looked back on him again when he said, you will not die. He said, get thee behind me, Satan, because it was not him talking, it was Satan talking through him. And Satan entered into Judas. Father, in the name of Jesus, Satan will not enter into me. When you see a madman on the road, the person, the spirit controlling him, can you see it? But it's mad, and there is a spirit somewhere controlling him. So it's under an influence. This is only for 5 of us here. Me plus 4, maybe 2 here, 2 there. May your life never be under any satanic influence in the name of Jesus. It's very important you learn this now. Witches, you know those witches now, your aunties. They demonically influence people, control people. So I pray for you here right now. Not you, not your children, not your family. None of them will be able to be influenced by the wicked in the name of Jesus. So I just teach you today how you can know straight to the point that your life is being influenced demonically. Once you know this, you guard against it. The devil can influence the life of a man. So I'll give you signs. Very quickly, I'll give you 10 signs. If there are time, there's still time, I give you 15. Number one. Are you ready? When you're always thinking about debt, anytime you want to sleep, every night you think about debt. What if I die now? What if I go and I don't return? Your life is being influenced by demonic powers. You need to break away from it. Every fear of debt, and a fear of unknown in your life, I command them to release you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, when you are always having sex in a dream, when you have a spirit husband, a spirit spouse, when you have a spirit friend, he might look like your husband. If you are not married, you are expecting him or her. Yes. I pray for you today. Any satanic man attached to your life to defile you, I set him on fire now in the name of Jesus. Once you have any of these, not a joke again. Stop playing. Stop praying. Number three, if you have ever in your life seen yourself marrying the dream. Oh my God. These are signs that you have been married out somewhere in the realm of the spirit. You saw that they paid your dowry in the dream like this. And you woke up and you are still eating jollof rice. May your life never be turned to jollof life in the realm of the spirit. They have married you out. Is anybody understand my voice here or there? That they have married you out in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says, for we are bought with a price. I buy you back right now by the blood in the name of Jesus. When you see yourself naked in the dream, I told all of you that love to dress nakedly, love to dress naked, that there's nothing beautiful in nakedness. Now, let me tell you, there's nothing beautiful in nakedness. Seeing yourself naked means shame is coming. Seeing yourself naked means there's a power controlling you that is pushing you into an unforgiving, you know, that your generation will say, how you do that? Shame. Shame will not be your portion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's very important you know this now. You see yourself flying. You see yourself flying. I was telling the man of God on the island, every time he said he sees himself flying, he said, when he says he fly, I said, you are a wizard. And he hated me so much. He said, you'll be a wizard. Go for deliverance. He didn't hear me until it became very bad. Not once, not twice. Every time you are flying, that means your life is under demonic influence. Tonight, anybody that his or life is being controlled demonically shall be delivered. If you are there, you see yourself being caressed, you are caressed, they are caressing you. They are kissing you in the dream. They are kissing you. In real life, you don't know how to kiss you, but in it, when you sleep like this, you are a bonger kisser. Well done. That means there is a force controlling your life. Any force controlling your life from the pit of hell, I command them to lose their hold now and back off in the name of Jesus. If you are there and you are listening to me now, or you are watching me from anywhere you are, you are always having wet dreams. You wake up and all your body is soaked. My brother, my sister, there is a demonic influence over your life. And if you don't deal with it, it will open doors for so many attack and sickness, oppression and affliction in your life. When you are born again and you profess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you begin to ascend in spiritual things, you are not supposed to see all these things in your life anymore. Anytime you close your eyes, you find yourself eating in a dream. And they give you all sort of things to eat. That means there is a power influencing you. And it means that your spirit is very weak. Every sleeping spirit, every weak spirit, I declare you wake up now in the name of Jesus Christ. You are there, you are always pregnant. You see yourself pregnant in the dream. You see yourself having children in the dream. This is a sign that you have a spirit child. And you can't have a spirit child without having a spirit husband. If you have 15 children, for spirit. You have two in the water, two in the air, everywhere like that. This means there is a demonic influence. It's a demonic inflow into your life. I need to break away from it. Any chain of the wicked upon your life, tonight I command them to break by fire in the name of Jesus. Maybe you are there, you're always hearing strange voices. Somebody was saying she heard a voice telling her, put on the gas. She put on the gas. She came back from church, not the church. Put your hands inside the gas. And she put her hand inside the fire. And the thing was burning her. And said, leave your hand there. Don't remove it or I'll kill you. Any power controlling your life negatively. Any power that believe that they have gotten hold of your life and destiny. I command them to back off now in the name of Jesus Christ. are there, you are still masturbating. It has now become a cultural dance for you. Any small thing, you know the things you used to use, you are masturbating. It means your life is under a demonic influence. Tonight, all lives shall be set free. I was thinking and praying for myself. I said, all lives shall be set free. Are you there? You find that you have problem. They call it monthly or weekly problem. A particular time of the month, a particular time of the year, a particular time of the week, you have an issue or a problem. That means there is a hand, there's a power, there's a spirit and force that is influencing your life. Now I pray for you today that any strange hand troubling your life shall wither in the name of Jesus. When you find out you can't stop a particular habit. Now, if I start mentioning some habits here now, you're going to vomit. I've seen even pastors doing some habits, and I said, no, it's wonderful. But it's just it, they are human too. And you can't stop that habit. You try, you can't stop. And Paul said, who is going to deliver me from this flesh? Any destructive habit in your life, I command them right now to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You have uncontrollable anger. You can be angry for 1 year. You can be angry for 3 months. Nobody can talk to you. You sleep, frowning your face. Even in the dream, you are frowning. When you wake up, you see, continue. Ah. It's not you. There is a power. There is a force. There's an influence over your life. So therefore, I break tonight every negative power and influence over your life, and I command them to let go in the name of Jesus. Listen to this. You will not like it. When you walk, look at me, and you cannot find your shadow. But you see the shadow of the other person. I can see your shadow. And you don't see your shadow. Permit me to tell you, pray. Death is close. The first sign of the people that will die quickly is you can't see their shadow. They can't see it. No verse. I just keep it to you. You are looking for your shadow. Hello, Abel. Wow. We all do. You are looking for it. It's on the wall. Look at it. Don't run away. The day your shadow will run away, you will not know. You are looking for it now. Praise God. Bad reason of the church you are going, I'm opening you to all this so that you will not be an ignorant person. You must be ahead of your enemy. Somebody say big amen. When you are seeing blood, once you see the blood, or you see palm oil, or you see any red thing, your menses stop or your menses start, or your baby in your belly comes out, there is a force. There is a demonic influence troubling you. You need to fight them. And if you don't fight them, they keep troubling you. Power to fight and win. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. How do you know that there's a demonic influence? When you yourself, you like to control people. You want to control people. And if you cannot control them, you hate them. And there is nobody you don't attempt to control. Whether it's a pastor or it's a demon, you control everybody. You have controlling spirit. You are turning to demons small, small. Okay, let me stop there because I want us to pray. Now listen to me. But you say, all these things, they are normal. Now they are not normal, and you are not normal. If you say they are normal. If you say masturbation is normal, then something is wrong with you. If all these signs are put here, you have one or two of them, you are not normal. You need to know that it's time to pray, it's time to fight. Let me show you this now. 1 Corinthians chapter 21, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 21, verse 1. Listen to this. Anytime the devil needs anything, it will come for you, If it cannot control you or influence you, you know what it does? It goes to your dream. If it cannot control you from there, it goes to your family. Either your mom that is around you, your father that's around you, or your brother, or your husband, or your wife, or your children. If all of them can be used, it can go to the pussycat in your house. Because the devil needed a body to do evil. Can I pray for you? You and everybody around you, even your goat and cow, let the fire of God begin to surround you in the name of Jesus. And so when you're praying tonight, pray for your family. The devil, when he wants to use anything, he goes for you first. And now, if you say, waiting, I'm not doing that kind of thing, get away. He goes to your dream to influence you. When you say no, then begin to use the people around you. Everybody around you, none of them will be used against you in the name of Jesus. Let me show you one. 1 Chronicles 21 verse 1. I read easy version for you. Then Satan stood against Israel and incited David. Let me read my own. He said, then Satan caused David to bring trouble to Israel. So, the devil can use anybody to bring trouble to you. The devil can use you to bring trouble to yourself. I continue. He caused David. Satan caused David to count the men of Israel. David. So, Satan entered Judah. Satan incited. Satan caused David. So, I will try to enter. Let me tell you. Judas was not written that he would be the one to betray Jesus. That position of betrayal was open to anybody that Satan will enter. But he was the one susceptible. Can I pray for you? May you not be the one that Satan will influence and use in the name of Jesus. They said they want to bring a man of God down. So I will do it. They said they want to do it. I will do it. They said they want to scatter that place. Say, I will do it. You know, I'm good in scattering. I'm more good gone. I have PhD in scattering. Go and do it. So the devil can use anybody around you, but you are the first suspect. Okay, what do we do? I give you three things to do. You get two from James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. The first thing you have to do is submit yourself to who? To God. Submit yourself to who? To God. I'm not hearing you. Submit yourself to who? To God. You don't want any of this power to use you. You don't want to be demonically influenced by the devil. Submit yourself to God. After you submit yourself to God, now resist the devil. And once you resist him, he will what? Leave you alone. But if you don't resist him and you are singing for him and say, leave me, I'm just a little girl. You see, I like the talk. Now you are in it. Resist the devil. Number three, be a prayer addict. There's a way you can pray. Even when you are sleeping, you are praying. Number four, I've told you, in a week, at least take 1 or 2 days to fast. Number five, be a worshiper. You can't be worshiping God and never want to penetrate you. No. Except you are doing it in this age. Thank you, precious Lord. The only thing God cannot do for himself is worship. Surround yourself with worship. The Bible says, and the spirit always attacks all. But believe it, to worship God, it goes. It's fine. If you are not going to be influenced by the demons and demonic evil influence of this world, You must be a worshiper. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Rise up on feet. We have prayers to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told you of a man that left his house and went to the office and resigned. After he resigned, he got home and he told his wife, "I just resigned." I said, "Ah, why?" He said, "Ah, did I say I resigned?" For 15 years, he couldn't get another job. For 15 years. Then, for 15 years. He did Uber, he didn't bar. He did Opay, no pay him. He did Pam Pay, no money reaching Pam. Why? Who sent him to go and do that? He was influenced. He was influenced. And that's why we are telling all of you sisters here, brothers, receive fire. Add that as number 6. Stop leaving your house without fire. Somebody is calling, you are following there. Let them come and use touch and follow for me now. Let them come and use. And take me to where your bank is. If I will not collect all the money in your bank, we will see who is going to follow who. Not you that they will be calling, you will be going following them. No, not you. But be filled with the fire of God. The enemies will not get you. I said the enemies will not get you. Lift up your voice as we praise God. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus." I'm not hearing somebody say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I release my life from every demonic influence." Say, "In the name of Jesus." Lift up your voice and pray like that. If somebody pray, if somebody pray, "I release my life from every demonic influence." Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. They wrote some things with incantation with paper, and they put your name there and they burn it. And since that time, you have been going through a lot of pain and delay. The Lord said, "I have neutralized it." Somebody say, "I take the divine insurance of God." Say, let me hear it now. "Against any satanic influence for myself and my family." So when they blow their powder, when they start doing their nonsense, it will not get you. I take first class comprehensive insurance of God for myself and my family against every demonic influence. Demonic influence will not stand over my life. It will not stand over my family. Are you praying in the name of Jesus? Are you praying? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you praying against demonic influence? I take the insurance of God. In Jesus' name we pray. I was asking a sister, have you been hearing jump down? Yes, she says, "My office is in number 13th floor. She says every time she gets to office, she gets to office by 6:37. Somebody tell her, jump down. So I told her, "Take leave for 1 week. And we'll take you through prayer." So stay in your room, lock the door, don't open the door for anybody. 7 days be praying. After she finished, the person planning it is the one that jumped down. You don't pray very well, they are wicked people. Not in Nigeria. They do it from here. So you think you have run out of Nigeria. Ah, Nigeria, I'm free. You are free from here. You read Psalm 91. The heavens declare the glory of God. Farmer show his handiwork. The author, the unto his speech. Their line is from every there are lines. So it's in this one you are using Hetel, MTN. There are lines in the helm of the spirit. If they call your number, you will know. Everybody has number. You don't have number in the helm of the spirit. You are looking for your shadow. Oh my God. Shall we pray a little more? Are you there already? Somebody say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive deliverance from every wicked satanic influence. Say, in the name of Jesus, not my head, not my life. Lift up your voice, not my name. Who can stand against the Lord? I receive deliverance. Oh. It truly belongs to Jesus. Hey, somebody pray. Hey, so I receive deliverance. Receive it for yourself and your family. Never pray. I'm not here in Jesus. Never pray. Any power pursuing me for evil, say, let me hear you now. Say, collide with the rock of ages. Say, in the name of Jesus, any power pursuing my children, pursuing me for evil, pursuing my family for evil, collide with the rock of ages. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Not hearing you here, in Jesus' name we pray. Pray for yourself like this before we go. Say, any controlling habit in my life. Say, any demonic habit in my life. Say, let me hear. Any controlling habit in my life. Any demonic habit in my life, lose your hold and die in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Every controlling spirit, are you praying? Every controlling demonic habit in your life, are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. See, every root and seed of affliction in my life, you better pray. If you have the seed of affliction, if you have the tree of affliction, if you have the yoke of affliction, if you have the seed of, the person just is suffering, you will not know why suffering. Every yoke of affliction in my life, every seed of affliction in my life, every tree of affliction in my life, be uprooted by fire. I refuse to be afflicted. Are you praying in the name of Jesus? I reject affliction. Are you praying? I reject affliction. I reject affliction. Are you praying here at all? In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my life and my destiny reject every invitation to shame. Yes, I will not see shame. In the many days of my life, I reject shame. Every invitation to see shame, I reject that invitation. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself. Are you praying here? Are you praying here? Every invitation to shame. Every invitation of shame. My body, my life, my destiny. Lift up your voice and cry to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Lift up your voice and say, I refuse to make the mistake that will open me up to untimely death. Many, lift up your voice and pray. Everybody pray to God. Any mistake that will cause your death. Most times we think we are smart. Is somebody praying here? In Jesus' name we pray. That's what they call manipulated accident. I refuse to be a victim of manipulated accident. Say that to me here now. The devil will influence a driver. He will run into a house and kill everybody there. Run to a house and kill innocent people. Run on the street and kill. They go and buy something there. I'm coming, you know, I want to buy banana there. And they want to, because the devil has influenced a driver to kill him. I refuse to be a victim. He said, I refuse to be a victim of manipulated accident. Lift up your voice and cry to God. We are praying against satanic influence. You better pray. You better pray, whether you are driving or not. You will not be killed before your time, and you will not kill anybody. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The people that have eyes can see mark on people's body. Say, any satanic mark on my body, soul, and spirit. Say, let me hear now. Clear the way by fire. So stop for me when you are praying. Any satanic mark on my body, my soul, my spirit, the mark of poverty, mark of shame, mark of untimely death, mark of begging, mark of frustration, clear away by fire. Is somebody praying? Any satanic mark? Anybody there mark here? Anybody there mark? Let the mark clear the way. Is somebody praying? Then Jesus never pray. When somebody is being demonically influenced, supposed to go that way or they divert him there. I reject satanic diversion. Are you lifting? Are you praying? I reject satanic diversion. Pray for yourself, pray for your children, pray, lift up your voice. You will not be diverted to the wrong place and location in life. Your destiny will not be diverted to the place of shame. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, my Father, my King, empower me to succeed. Nothing shall pull me down. Nothing will stop me in life. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Empower me to succeed. Hey, somebody praying. Empower me to succeed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This is what we are going to pray for 3 minutes. Everybody, every walks of darkness in my life, you will not prosper. I told you I was with the man of God in Utah. I just went there to greet him. I was still coming up, maybe 1920. And right in front of me, a lady confessed that the boy said he was not going to date her again, and they made him run mad. And you know, at that age, I did my hand like this. I said, sir, what did you say? He said, I am with any. You, like, so all the assignment of that boy, the walls of darkness will not prosper over my life. Say your own. Over my life. No matter how they are doing it, no matter where they dwell, in the waters, in the heavenlies, on land, are you there? In the mountain, no walls of darkness will prevail over my life. Lift up your voice and cry to God. No walk of darkness will prevail. Pray for your children. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your loved ones. You are sleeping while standing. It will not prevail over my life. You have 2 minutes more to pray. Are you praying? Cry to God. Seconds more to pray. No walk of darkness will prevail over my life, over my family, for my loved ones, over this ministry. Are you praying? I curse the walk of darkness over your life. I curse the angels behind them.
Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord.
Hey, Jesus, never pray. Father, shower your blessings upon my life. Lift up your voice and cry to God, everybody. Shower your blessings upon my life. Shower your blessings upon my life. That blessing, that blessing. Upon my life and destiny. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your hand to this auditorium as I pray for you. The path of the just like a shining light, and it's made to be brighter and brighter. So I pray for you, may your life get better and brighter in the name of Jesus. You know, so people just look at it and say, that boy is doing shakara too much. I wonder which shakara did I do? Just like that woman I own is too much. Whoever is looking at you to harm you and your family, their eyes are blinded in the name of Jesus. Any form of satanic gadget, fashion to make mistake will not prosper in the name of Jesus. There's no weapon formed against us, no weapon fashioned against us. Whatever weapon they are fashioned against you shall backfire in the name of Jesus Christ. Every destructive habit that will cause you shame and disgrace, I command them to release you now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm still praying for you. Whatever dream that they are using to influence your setback, to influence your limitation, to influence your pain, I command that dream right now to scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Any dream criminal waiting to defile you, waiting to caress, to kiss, to tamper with your body, I command fire upon them in the name of Jesus. Whatever arrow they are fired into your life to make you lose control of your life, arrow of sickness, arrow of oppression, arrow of affliction, arrow of madness, I command the arrow to return to them in the name of Jesus. I curse the weapon of darkness. I curse the work of darkness. I curse the agent of darkness. And I command them to lose their hold over your life in the name of Jesus. What God sent you to come and do on earth, with ease you accomplish it in the name of Jesus. Most times, it is the family member the devil will use. We say, how can my brother be doing this against me? How can my sister be doing this? After they have done, and caused a lot of trouble, after 20 years, they will say, they are sorry. I am praying for you again. Whoever the enemy has baptized now to trouble you, let that enemy jump out of them in the name of Jesus. Whoever is assigned to frustrate your journey, let God cage them in the name of Jesus. Your head will not be bewitched. Your money will not be caged. Your helper will not be manipulated. I say your helper will not be manipulated. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you that the Spirit of God will not depart from you. The prophecy of Samson almost failed. Your prophecy will not fail. In the name of Jesus. Instead of you to be influenced demonically, the power of God will influence and direct your life in the name of Jesus. The hand of God will be on your life to direct you in the name of Jesus. And all your enemies, no matter how many they are, they will not get you. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and soul power.